Thank you very much, Günther, for this introduction. I'm very grateful to the NATO School to allow me to be today in front of this audience. I think it is a very important occasion for me as Foreign Minister of Georgia. As you said, Günther, one of the countries that has concluded, the first country to conclude its IPAP, but one of the countries that is going on that road, to be here today with you and to tell you what is our view of what are the new challenges, what are the new potentials, and how we see the evolution of the alliance, of the partnership, and our role in it. I will probably not say everything I would like to say during my presentation, so I will leave time for your questions, and I will be very glad to answer those that I can answer. What I would like to start by saying is that I think that we have come in the alliance at a time of a major change, of major questions, and of major new orientations. It is clearly the end of a first phase. Already, probably the Washington summit, the 50th anniversary of NATO, was a major landmark, ending a first era of the NATO history with the first new enlargement towards Central and Eastern Europe. But then we have moved with the new wave of enlargement, with the new forms of cooperation, new partnership, new cooperation with Russia and Ukraine, the new areas for operations, such as Afghanistan, the introduction of new structures of command into really something that is very much essentially different from the old alliance. And this changed alliance is now, I would say after Prague, but mostly after Istanbul, facing now new questions about itself, about where it goes, about what this partnership we are in means and what is the end and the direction that partnership should take. For certain countries, and Georgia is certainly one of them, partnership is very clear and the direction of partnership is very clear. It means going towards membership and preparing itself to membership. For other countries that are part of this same partnership, it has different meanings, and this is something that is by itself probably very rich, to have this diversity in the forms of cooperation and this diversity in the ways that countries address their relations of partnership with today's NATO and today's alliance. One thing is emerging at this time of change and questioning. It is that a new region is becoming very important, and it was underlined at the Istanbul summit. It is, and that's the main point today of my presentation, what I want to really outline for you is the importance that I think the Black Sea region is going to represent for answering the new questions of the alliance. And why is this region so important, this Black Sea region? It has become, I would say, the new frontier of the alliance. In the same way as in the period before, the former period, the Central and Eastern Europe and Baltic countries represented the frontier of the alliance, and where the alliance had to address the main of its issues. Today, those countries are part of the alliance and have changed the outlook of the alliance toward the outside world. And the Black Sea region has become a very interesting region because around it are countries that have different relationship to the alliance. There are members on one side, there would be members, there are partners of Partnership of Peace, and there are countries like Russia, which has also bordering the Black Sea, and there are very old members like Turkey, major old and the central members of the alliance. And the relationship around this this sea is very interesting. And in a way, the Black Sea region is quite similar today to what was in the former wave of enlargement, the Baltic Sea and its relationship to the alliance. But it is also maybe more even important than was the Baltic Sea at its time, because it's strategically very central to all the security issues that the alliance is confronting. It is a bridge between the alliance itself and Central Asia and all this area of crisis that is today so important and vital to the security of the alliance. That means Iraq, of course, Afghanistan. It is a whole relationship today that is so important with Iran and what will happen there. So this Black Sea and Caucasus region is really the link, the bridge, and also the border to this new area of crisis, or maybe tomorrow of stability. And in that sense, it has a very strategic importance. It is also very strategic because most of the very important oil pipelines and gas pipelines and most of the projects of important gas pipelines and oil pipelines are going to go either through the Caucasus or through the Black Sea itself. And the security, the energy security of Europe tomorrow will grandly depend, if it doesn't want to be fully dependent on the imports from Russia, will grandly depend on these alternative routes that are being developed. So in that sense also, whatever happens to this Black Sea basin will be very central to the security of Europe and of the Euro-Atlantic region. It is also a potentially very important economic region, not only because of the energy sources and energy transport there, but also because it is the direct link between Europe and Central Asia and further down the road with China. And probably also for the future, one of the main transport and exchanges routes of other products and not only energy products. It is also, and maybe that's what I should have started with, it is a region that is a new frontier for democracy. In that development, my country has played a very important role. The Georgian Revolution and the instauration of a new democracy in Georgia since the Rose Revolution has been a major event in that region, but an even more important event because of the size and the dimension of the country is what has happened in Ukraine. And with the change in Ukraine, one can say that the Black Sea region has become 90% or 95% a democratic sea at the border of Europe and of the alliance. And that is something that for the security and the stability of the alliance and of this zone and the area is, of course, and I don't have to underline it, very important. It is also a region that is very important to the alliance because it poses all the questions that are important for the future security of the alliance. We have there like a resume of all the new challenges and the new questions that we have to answer. And that is, for instance, I mentioned already energy, but that is a question of the security of the energy lines, which we are confronting today in Georgia when we are dealing with the BTC and how to ensure the security of the Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan oil pipeline and tomorrow gas pipeline. But that will be true even more of the pipelines and gas lines that will go under the Black Sea or through the borders of Romania, Bulgaria, towards Greece and all the other major projects. So this managing the security of these energy lines will be something that will be central for us and will be central to the Euro-Atlantic zone. Beyond energy, we have another issue that is very common to all of us, that is, of course, the fight against terrorism. We are in a region that is also bordering all these issues and is closer to the centers of terrorism than is the rest of Europe. And we have had to deal either very directly, and for Georgia that was a question that we had to confront in the Pankisi Valley. We are bordering Russia in the Chechnya region. And we're also on the routes that the international terrorism uses, and also on the financial routes that the terrorist groups use to finance their operations. And of course, we are closer to, again, these centers of crisis like Afghanistan and Iraq, which are today the real centers for these groupings. So for all these reasons, the question of fighting terrorism together with the alliance is one that is very acute and very clearly on our agenda today in this region. Another issue that is close is the issue of drugs. There too, we are, because of the location of the Black Sea and the Caucasus region, we are on one of the roads of through which drugs go towards Europe. Not the only one, but one of those. And there too, it's very important that we together learn how to manage our borders, how to control these different types of trafficking, and the main one of them, of course, the drug trafficking. So in that sense also, we are there confronting what is one of the common challenges of all the countries in the alliance. We are also in the Black Sea region, unfortunately, confronted to the conflicts that the frozen conflicts that come directly from the past century and are still unresolved. And that is on one side of the Black Sea, the conflict in Transnistria, on the other side, on the Georgian territory, those are the conflicts of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. And everything is connected because these conflicts and the existence of these frozen conflicts also mean that there we have in these places black holes that are very favorable to whatever I mentioned before, which is drug trafficking, all kinds of smuggling, including armament smuggling and trafficking, and of course, since those places are not controlled, are under no legal constraint, and the borders are not controlled, these places can also become places for transiting for terrorism and could become also safe havens for terrorists. So for all these reasons, these conflict zones are also a common challenge, and not only a challenge to the countries on the territories of which they reside. And the economic development of the Black Sea region is also a common challenge for the whole of the Euro-Atlantic region. It's probably one of the areas where the most rapid economic development could come on the basis of stability, because it has a potential for a very quick growth on the basis of its human resources and on its potential as a transit zone. And for this reason, the Black Sea Cooperation Organization, Economic Cooperation, which has also developed now a security dimension, is potentially one of the major and important elements for this economic development of a region that is on the border of the alliance.